Blog Talk Radio.
This is Heart to Love with Fola, the show that brings you fun, refreshing time in the Spirit of God and empowering nuggets from the Word of God. As you listen to the show, you'll learn how to rely on God, know God for yourself one-on-one, and you'll receive wisdom nuggets to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, a warm welcome to your radio host, Certified Life Coach, Folakemi Ayodele.
Good evening, everyone. This is Folakemi Ayodele, your host on Heart to Love with Fola. I'm so excited to be here again with Professor Joanne Smith. She was here, I think, 2 weeks ago with her hubby, and this is our first episode for women. Today's interview, she will be sharing on happiness nuggets for married, single women, and the importance of setting personal goals, value, and standards. Professor Joanne Smith is a business owner with Mary Kay Cosmetics. She's also a wife to her hubby, Apostle James, and mother to her 5 children. She and her hubby are overseers of Kingdom Dynasty International Ministries, and they've been married for over 20 years. She's on Facebook, she's on Twitter, and she'll tell you more about herself. And a big thank you to everyone that is listening today and those that will be listening later. Thank you for taking time and to spend with us. And a big thank you, woman of God, Joanne, just to have you on the ladies' show.
Thank you for having me, Fola. It is such a pleasure and a joy to serve, and that's what I'm excited about, because we get the opportunity to serve others. And even when you've learned wisdom, it's not for you to keep it to yourself. You need to share with others so they too may grow. So I thank you for such an opportunity, and I honor and salute the Christ within you.
Oh, thank you so much. That was sweet. And you're so welcome. So let's get right to your question. The first question is, I believe one has to be happy single before seeking, because it's not the job of the men to make us happy as women. I also believe that nobody is responsible to make us happy. Are you of the same opinion? And also, do you believe that our happiness is solely our own responsibility, not our mates or our family? If you do, please share happiness tips with singles on how to be happy as a lady instead of looking for happiness and love in the wrong places. Thank you, woman of God.
I mean, if the truth be told, if we sit down and really look at the word happy, happy could be so many things. It could be excitement. It could be pleasure. It could be joy. It can be confidence. It can be strength. It can be peace. All those things are agents of characteristics that can build up the word happiness. And a lot of times we look for other people to make us happy, but that's not how God really created us. The truth be told, if we learn our true identity and who we are, we will always be happy. That's where we miss it, the lack of identity, knowing who Christ really made you and who has redeemed you from the curse of the law. I tell my husband that all the time. He's like, there she go. I was like, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I don't have to go through that. I ain't got to tell it. He looked at me and go, menopause. I was like, uh-uh, been redeemed from the curse of the law. Menopause ain't got to touch this. Sorry. Don't have to go through menopause. But a lot of times when we look for things to soothe and fill a void, we find nothing but pain. That's wisdom right there. When we look for other things to fill a void, we find nothing but pain. Why? Because most of the time when we're trying to fill a void, the void is not stuff. The void is not things. The void is not a person. The void is Christ. There's an area in you, within you, that you need to allow God to take over. See, he's looking for somebody to say, you know what, God, I'm empty right here. So in this empty place, this is where you had desired me to become. Get to the place where I'm less of me and there can be more of you. So if I'm empty in that place and I'm trying to find and fit everything, that it's like a puzzle piece, and that mm-hmm. irritates me to the most. You take a puzzle piece and you're sitting there trying to put this puzzle piece in this spot, and it doesn't fit. It doesn't go there. And yet you're still forcing it to go. And basically when we're trying to find happiness, we're literally trying to force a piece of a puzzle to fit in an area that it doesn't belong, because only Christ can bring true happiness. The joy with the salvation, and you sit down and think about salvation. You know, salvation is bringing deliverance. Salvation means to set one free. Salvation brings healing. This is another treasure I would even share. Even in the midst of trying to find happiness, Fola, especially us as women, we sit down and we try to link happiness with emotion, because we're full of emotion. We said, if I don't feel happy, I'm not happy. if it's all about my emotions, it's about my soul, but we have the wrong turn up. We have the wrong philosophy. We have the wrong makeup, because it's not about how you feel. It's what he said. It's what he's given. If Christ gave his son, that alone should make you happy. Why? Because if you're taking on that Christ DNA, you're not who you used to be. God has now turned you into another man. Now God has changed your name. He's changed your nature. He's changed your character. He's changed your attitude. He's changed your disposition. He changes the way you see things. He changed the way you hear things. He changed the way you walk. He changed the way you dress. He changed your dialect. All these things happen.
That's fine.
And there's a process in all of these things. So every time God sees an empty part in you and you keep trying to fill it with something else to make you happy, quote unquote, God is saying that ain't going to do it, because it's me. It's only me, something, another part of me I want to show you and demonstrate, another part of me that's going to fulfill that void. That's when real joy comes in. That's real joy. I put it like this. There's two faces that you're beholding, the truth and the lie. And when we're trying to see happiness, and two faces you're dealing with, truth and the lie. So when you're trying to fulfill happiness with other things other than what Christ is going after, it's the lie. So we're deceived. Not only are we deceived, but with deception comes vanity. With deception comes pride. With deception comes arrogancy. With the selfishness, all of those things are due to deception. Oh, well, I need a man. Do you really need a man? And it makes you think, do you really need a man? Because if the truth be told, when that man comes, you're happy just for a split second. Come on, ladies, we're still dealing with our emotions. You're happy and excited just for that split second. Let him do something wrong. Let him do something that's very distasteful or displeasing to you. And then your emotions go to a whole nother realm. What happens to him making you happy? That's why deception comes in, Fola. We label happiness on stuff. When we didn't really realize what our true identity is, that we are spiritual beings having a natural encounter and not a natural being having a spiritual encounter, we'll stop that foolishness.
That's right.
Because spirit is only spirit to spirit that's going to bring real joy. And that's why our minds need to be renewed. Our minds have to be renewed by the word of God. And we die daily. And our minds need to be renewed day by day. So if we're taking the time, if you're giving God, then you got 24 hours in a day. If you can give God 15, 20 minutes out of that 24 hours in a day, something in you is going to change. Because when you open up this word, and you start seeing who he really is. And then you start getting clarity of who you really are, because he made you just like he made himself.
Mm-hmm.
You start seeing things different. You have a different perception and a different point of view. Now you understand happiness is not outside of Christ. Happiness is within Christ.
Amen. Wow.
So we'll no longer reach outside of us. I will no longer go outside of ourselves for happiness.
Amen.
When it comes down to relationship, and I share this all the time, the Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. If I'm dwelling in his secret place, Fola, this is so pertinent to my lifestyle. If I'm dwelling in his secret place, I will sit back and understand with more wisdom like never before.
Amen.
Until I change and become who Christ has ordained me to be, I can't even fulfill anybody else. That can be a man, that can be your children, that can be ministry, that can anything that you put in yourself out there to do, even your job. You will not give 100%. You will not give 100%. Why? Because without us being really locked into the secret place and living at, and allowing God to groom us in that secret place, I shared a message just the other day that if you think about it, Esther, who was a queen, but she wasn't a queen, she didn't become that queen overnight. She went through the process. She went through a process.
Mm-hmm.
So two parts of the process was she had to go through oil and myrrh, and then fragrance, spices, and perfume.
Yes.
12 months. Now, in the book of Esther, it shows that when they chose all the maidens, and Esther was one that was selected, and they put them and prepared them. Listen to this. They prepared them for 1 year. 12 months, they were being processed for 12 months. 6 months was oil and myrrh, and 6 months was fragrance, spices, and perfume. That 6 months of oil and myrrh was the 6 months of stripping.
Amen.
The 6 months of breaking, the 6 months of perfecting, the 6 months of renewing of the mind, the 6 months of you no longer banking on what you saw all your life, and you no longer banked on what you heard all your life, and you're no longer walking out and talking just like things that were demonstrated before you, or it was in your environment. So for 6 months, God had to take the time and strip us of what was familiar to us, that which we knew all our lives, from a little girl all the way up to that age that we received Christ, so that 6 months of myrrh and oil, God began to sit down and relinquish everything that we thought we knew.
Thank you, Lord.
Infuse himself within us. Begin to, as he infused our stuff in, as he stripped you of something, he deposited himself in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you finish that 6 months of oil and myrrh, you entered into the season of the fragrance, the spices, and the perfume. Now God can cloak you with wisdom. Now he can cloak you with knowledge. Now he can cloak you with insight. He can give you counsel. He can give you might. He can give you revelation. Then you come into an intimacy. The word of the Lord is written upon the tablets of your heart. Righteousness has become a garment of yours. Holiness is becoming a fragrance of yours. These are the things that you're receiving the next 6 months. But this is what we hate. We don't want to go through the process of the oil and myrrh. We don't want the process. We want the process of the fragrance and the spices and the perfume, but we don't want the process of the oil and myrrh. And the thing about it is, we cannot take new wine and put it into old wineskin.
That's right.
You can pick up today or tomorrow, Fola, and go to another state and say, okay, I've had enough of where I am. I'm just going to go here and pack my stuff, and I'm going to move across the country, and I'm going to go and I'm going to be in another state, or I'm going to be in another country, or go to another county. But even as you go to that new place and you're looking for new things to happen, you still took that old man with you. Why am I saying that? Because we're looking for everything outside of us when Christ is in us. We're looking outside of us to be happy when we need to look within. Christ is in us.
Amen.
That's where your true happiness is going to come.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Wow, woman of God. Thank you for taking time, for giving us practical things. And I like the way you bring us back to the Word of God. Because everything just has to go back to the Word of God and our relationship with God as a lady. Thank you. I know I'm being blessed, and I believe people are being blessed. And also, I like that analogy of sharing what Esther had to go through, because a lot of us want to be there, woman, that queen, see? But we don't want to go through the process.
The process
that the queen has to go through.
That's where we want to run. Run. Hide. No. It makes you think of someone. It makes you think of the anointing oil. The olive. It's the olive. It has to be pressed. And the more it's crushed, the more it's pressed, the more oil it comes out of it.
Amen.
And we tell people in a minute, oh, you got to be anointed. Yeah, but how do you get anointed? You're going to go through something. You're going to go through brokenness. You're going to have tests. You're going to have trials. And I guarantee you this, when God spoke a prophecy over me, that very word that was spoken over you is going to be tried.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because every prophecy produces oil.
That's right. Wow, this is awesome. And you know what? There's a continuation of what you are sharing next week, and it's so powerful. Because everything you are telling us now is like the process we have to go through to stay happy. But now we're going to be talking about what happens in the fire. That's what we're discussing next week with Sister Carla. She's going to be sharing with us on why we have to go through the struggles, and how to overcome. Isn't this powerful? I'm just excited about what God is doing. We're not going to be able to take the third question. I guess we're going to have to bring you back. But I want you to talk to the married woman right now. Because you are a married woman. Can you tell us, is this possible and has it been possible for Apostle to make you happy every day? And if Apostle is not doing that every day, how do you stay happy? And how can the married woman be happy in her marriage without looking for love and happiness in the wrong places?
I'll go back to what I just said. My happiness is because I know who I am.
That's my
true happiness. But the fruit, listen to this, my confidence in knowing who I am and whose I am, I'm Christ first. I'm Christ's bride first. Then I'm his bride. So if I'm already happy in Christ, if he doesn't do a thing for me to make me excited that day, I still have my happiness. I'm still walking with my happiness. But thank God I got the type of man that always looks for something to do for me anyway. So, with him, all he does is just add icing. He put the cherry on top of the whipped cream because God had already sat down and showered me with the dessert. I mean, when you abide in the presence of the Lord on an everyday basis, Fola, as a married woman, I make it my business. I make sure my house is taken care of. My husband said I got clean ideas. He can call it whatever he wants. I want him to come home into a good atmosphere. I want him to, because it's my responsibility to set the tone of my atmosphere. When he comes in and he's been dealt with all that he's dealt with on the outside all day long, my job is as he comes into the atmosphere, he aligns himself with that folder. I'm already happy. Mm-hmm. So if he came in and had a hard day, it's my position to spill over to him what I'm carrying. And the truth be told, what's done in secret comes out in the open.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're giving God his time. You're learning to love the true lover. I guarantee every woman will begin to learn how to love her lover. Reason why I can say this is because what you encounter in that private time will spill over in your marriage.
Amen. Wow.
Joy is in his presence. So find the joy in his presence. I guarantee you everything else will work out. I guarantee you.
Amen. Wow. This is awesome. Thank you so much. Briefly share with us the promotions in your business going on now, if you have any, and also how ladies can reach out to you for business and for ministry, because you and your husband have a ministry. So briefly talk about your ministry and your business to our listeners.
Well, they can go to my Facebook page or Twitter page. My Facebook page is Joanne Smith, or you can go to mkladyelegance. For Twitter, Mary Kay, that's mkladyelegance for Twitter. I have a couple of specials going on right now, Fola. If they spend $150 and work for orders, their next purchase that they do will be 49% off. That's one. And if they purchase $100 worth of orders, they get $25 more free shipping and gift with purchase. Anybody that spends over $50 will always get a gift with purchase and free shipping. So right now my goal is to get $1,000 worth of orders. So I was looking for 10 people right now to do that $1,000 to help me promote to get that $1,000. Even if it's more, if they just spend $50, everyone will get free shipping and handling, and they also will get a gift with purchase. You can also reach us by Kingdom Dynasty page on Facebook. I'm telling you, I am so excited. Resurrection Sunday will be our first Sunday, starting the heartbeat and dream of God here. As my husband says, not the ministry. We're coming with a movement. Not only will I be coming with the movement, but our heart's desire is to see the kingdom of God manifested and see God change his people, because they are royal priesthood, and a lot of them just don't know who they are. So to make that identity sure, that they know that they're royal priesthood. And we thank you so much, Fola.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure having you on. I also want you now to just pray for everyone that is listening now and those that will be listening later, that God should meet all the ladies. And I know some men too will be listening.
Father, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify you, we honor and adore you, and esteem and extol you, and lift you up. We hallow your name, we crown you King, we crown you Lord. You're Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, which was and is to come. We thank you that we inhale Christ today, and we exhale Adam, that it's no longer us that live, but it's you that lives in us. We thank you today, Father God, for your mindset, your heartbeat, your desire, your dream, your longing, and your satisfaction. Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us how to love you, satisfy you, fulfill you. God, we thank you for your dream and your drive and your longing and your passion and your DNA, your blood infusion, oh God, being within us, God. Even today, we even behold your character, your spiritual nature, and your name today. We thank you for turning us into another man, that we behold the glory of God being revealed and wroth and greatly through your people today. We thank you for the sun coming to the uprising, and even in this last hour, we thank you for the remnant that you're pulling out of the cave in this hour, God. And I thank you, Father God, that we're hearing the sound of the shofar being sounded. Yes, and we thank you today that there is the clearing and the clearing, Father God, from the uprising, that we are to prepare ye the way of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, that even today we will come as a company and be a corporate man as one body, Father God, that will flow in the kingdom of God and be established for your reign and your rule and your deity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Woman of God, Joanne. Woman of God, Joanne will be back. I'll let you know in due course when she'll continue this series. On April 12th, she'll be back with her husband on the Purple Show on Sunday. And next week, Saturday, please tune in. It's going to be like a continuation of what she just discussed today. Mr. Carla Konege will be sharing with us on why we go through trials, struggles, and also how to overcome them. Make it a day with us. You will be tremendously blessed. And a big thank you to everyone that has tuned in today. Please, before you go, just listen to my thank you message, and I see you all next week. Thank you, Mr. Joanne.
Thank you, and you have an awesome week.
Amen. And give my love to Apostle. Thank you. Thank him for using you for me today.
Amen.
Amen.
Hope you enjoyed tonight's show and you received the wisdom you needed to move from where you are now to where you really want to be. Your radio host, Fola, says a big thanks for listening. Fola can be contacted for coaching services at coachfola@gmail.com. Fola is also on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google+, as Folakemi Ayodele. And her website is folakeminugget.blogspot.com. See you all next week, same time, same station, for another empowering nugget of wisdom.
Ladies, see you next week. Couples, see you tomorrow. Woman of God, Carla, will be here with her husband, Elder Lorenzo, and they'll be sharing part two on how to handle storms and trials in marriages. So couples, tune in and stay blessed. See you all. Bye-bye.